are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back. Thank you all for tuning in. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Tonight, we are welcoming a new affiliate, KCAA, from Loma Linda, 1050 a.m. from Loma Linda, California. Thank you all for joining in. We're here to take your medical questions, your calls, your comments, anything you want to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow me on Twitter, at Dr. Dahlia. And, of course, you can email me at drdahlia.com. Had a great show thus far so far. Now, I know American Idol's on. I think it's the Aspen auditions. It's on in the other area, and I think I heard Steven Tyler say a cuss word that wasn't that wasn't censored. So, but that's Steven Tyler. I missed him singing the Star Spangled Banner. I guess I got to listen to a YouTube. Was it really that bad? I heard when he sang it was bad. I think he still has a good voice. I mean, I think he dresses a little funny and, you know, he's a little kooky. But I didn't realize he would mess up the Star Spangled Banner. All right, well, we got this. Oh, I wonder who's singing at the Super Bowl. I got to tell you, I cannot wait for the Super Bowl. Cannot wait. I know I have to give you guys my picks. I know. That's going to come soon. It's going to come soon. All right, so a lot of stories to talk about. This one came across my desk. This is a good one. Wow, it looks like they have now a quick spit test, saliva test for detecting HIV, and they say it's as good as blood test. They say 99% accurate. All right, so this is coming from the Lancet Infectious Diseases. All right, they say a pain-free, non-invasive saliva test is as accurate as a traditional blood test to diagnose infections of HIV. All right, they say this is going to be great for a lot of these countries that want to have self-testing strategies for HIV. Now, this is called the OraQuick HIV 1 and 2, a saliva test sold by Pennsylvania-based OraSure Technologies. Oh, man, we should have bought stock. Oh, well, too late. Once it's in the media, it's too late. You can't buy stock. All right. Not that I have money to buy stock. I mean, when I buy stock, it's like 5 shares, right? You know, that's all I could afford, right? 5 shares, maybe $10 a share. The test requires a single swab of the gums, which is then inserted into a handheld device that produces results in 20 minutes. The OraQuick has been available to clinicians since 2004 and is being considered for use as an over-the-counter test in the U.S. and sub-Saharan countries. That would be fabulous. This is huge news. Imagine. You know how off I have people coming in going, Dahlia, I'm embarrassed. I got to get checked. I have some people, they don't go because they have no money. They can't go to the doctor, et cetera. Now, from what I understand, the health department, I thought, can test you for free. I thought most cities' health departments will test you for free. But many people don't get checked. Imagine if you could just kind of walk into a store and buy one of these kits. Oh, that's wonderful. They say getting people to show up for HIV testing at public clinics has been difficult because of visibility, stigma, lack of privacy, and discrimination. Oh, yeah. Confidential testing options such as self-testing could bring an end to the stigmatization with HIV. Now, they say the non-invasive test, although attractive, still has many false positives in certain populations. So what's going to happen is there could be some unnecessary drama and panic. If the test comes up positive, then you have to go in and you got to get the confirmatory. Remember, when we do the HIV screen, we do a screen and then we do a Western blot for confirmation. And so, you know, keep in mind any positive test with anything, you're going to have to come back and get, you know, a confirmatory test anyway. But still, I think cool stuff. Well, you know, another issue, too, that really bothers my patients, and keep in mind, I see a lot of people in the medical field, in the dental field, because of them getting, you know, pricked by needles, et cetera. And one thing that really frustrates people is the fact that these lab tests, you really don't have a lot of privacy with your results. They're in a database. So anybody in that lab could access the database. If the lab results get faxed to the doctor, then the doctor and the nurses all get those results. And it's really frustrating. You know, so somebody in the medical field that really doesn't want anybody knowing if they have hepatitis or HIV, et cetera, you know, is a lot of times is too nervous to test. So this is kind of... This is kind of big, you know, at least people get checked. Okay, so we're going to talk about this hour, the rudest cities. Apparently there is a list of rudest cities, cities that are the most rude. We're going to talk about those. We're also going to talk about a new medical condition called iPad shoulder. Yeah, there's, they come up with these, exactly. iPad shoulder. Also some more Costa Concordia news. But I want to hear from you guys at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, let's quickly talk about the Italian cruise liner, because we always have news on that. So apparently today, they have a recording between Captain Scatino and, I guess, one of the managers at Costa Cruises. And I guess the manager kind of confirmed, I mean, the transcripts are a little bit weird in how this conversation goes, but almost, there's almost an admission from the manager's side that, yes, the captain was told to go near and closer and go off course like he was supposed to, or from what he was supposed to, which eventually then caused the crash, etc. Now, here's the conversation. So Captain Scatino had a conversation with a person who was an unnamed manager of Costa Cruises. He calls him Fabri. Fabri, anyone else in my place wouldn't have been so nice as to go there because they were breaking my balls, he says, saying, go there, go there. Scatino says in the conversation that was taped while he was being held following the rest. He said the rock was there, but it didn't show up in the instruments I had, and I went there to satisfy the manager. Go there, go there. Now, I don't have any transcript of what happened on the other side, but from what I understand, they're saying these transcripts are enough to, you know, prove that he was told to do this. Now, still, he could still get in trouble for fleeing the scene and falling into a lifeboat and tripping and doing all the other stuff, but why would they even take such a risk? All right, well, that's the latest on that. Okay, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show. Don't go away, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources. Today is January 25th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,55.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,97.08, $848.54 for a half ounce, and $424.27 for a quarter ounce. $16,97.08, $848.54, and $424.27.
Gold isn't for you? Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, and I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed the government is doing a great job, the Fed will stop handing out trillions like bailout candy, but that's not what's happening. If all looks rosy, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked while gold has risen 1,600%. Savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. Call 800-686-2237. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When's the last time you had a chance to buy a ticket to paradise? Listen up for a truly once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Imagine the ultimate bug-out safe home, surrounded by incredible lush, fertile land, filled with fruit trees, coffee farm, fresh air, wildlife, and gorgeous views of the Pacific Coast. And you could win it for only $200. Yes, a Costa Rican family of four is raffling off their $400,000 home for only $200 per ticket. The winner scores a 2,000-square-foot, three-bedroom, two-bath house, two-car garage with bodega, guest house, nearly 3 acres of fertile coffee farmland, and a 1978 diesel Toyota Land Cruiser. All for only $200 per raffle ticket. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. Hurry, raffle ends April 30th, 2012. For complete details, visit CostaRicaRaffle.com. That's CostaRicaRaffle.com. Get your ticket to paradise today at CostaRicaRaffle.com.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
What if pain could be reduced, illness could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We talk about everything on the show, not only health headlines and medicine, but anything going on in political news, entertainment news. You know, sometimes I'll put a little psychology spin on it. I'm an MD, family practice trained, but some of these news headlines are fun, like this New York rudest cities list. New York won. They say it shoved its way to the top of the rudest cities list. Yes, I guess there is. Travel and Leisure, a magazine, comes up with this rudest city poll. And I guess they ask people who is the rudest city and, you know, why. And New York wins. Of the 35 cities in the running, sending L.A., Washington, and Miami down the list from last time, I guess. New York, they say, with all its Russian inhabitants, bullied its way to the top. I've been to New York every year. People are nice to me. I've never really seen the rudeness. Maybe it's just because you're expecting it so much that it's nothing. It's a piece of cake. But they say New York was number one. Miami came in number two. All right. Let me see who came in number three. They say Washington, D.C. They say people typing on their Blackberries feverishly in power suits rubbed voters the wrong way. Boy, I like this author. This author, pretty good way of the words here. Washington, D.C. land in third place. Los Angeles came in fourth. Boston came in fifth. Now, see, this is interesting. I finally went to Boston last year. really excited about it, but everybody was telling me, be prepared, they're rude. Oh my gosh, I would say some of the nicest people I ever met were in Boston. The food was great, the people were nice. I don't know what people are talking about. All right, they say the bottom half of the top 10, because that was the first five, came in Dallas, Fort Worth, Atlanta, Phoenix. I grew up in Phoenix, really? They say Baltimore was ninth place, Orlando was 10th. Really, Orlando, there's Disney World. Well, you know what? I bet that's why we won in Disney World, Disneyland, all right? And then they say the nicest places were in the South, Savannah, Georgia, New Orleans, Charleston. That's interesting. So, well, I don't know. I think people get these stereotypes. They get these, already ideas in their head and they just go with it. I've always, ever since I've known, been told people in New York are rude. No, I think when you're in New York, you just get, I think what it is when you're in New York, you have to get from one place to another and you just do what you have to do. You just go and do what you have to do. You cross the street, you do this. Now, yes, pedestrians are rude to the drivers. Okay, I have never in any other city been able to walk in front of a car when the car had the right of way and make the car stop. I mean, in New York, it's the power of the pedestrian. And that probably turns a lot of people off. Never drive in Manhattan. If you need to drive, I mean, we had a rental car once because we wanted to go all the way up to Buffalo and go up to Toronto. So we went down to Manhattan for a little bit. You know, stupid us, we had a car. And there's no way to make a turn. You can't make a right turn because the pedestrians won't let you go. So you almost have to wait till you can't turn to make the turn. So yes, I would say maybe that. But honestly, you know, I mean, when you go to a deli and you walk into the restaurant and you ask what you want to eat, you know, like, what do you want? What do you want? I mean, they're what do you want to eat? You answer what you want to eat. Doesn't faze me. Now, my mom, you know, I took my mom. Well, I'd like this on the side and I'd like, okay, no. They aren't going to put up with that. They won't put up with that. So, you know, sometimes if you bring your mother, all right, you have to kind of, you know, tell her, okay, just, you know, take what they give you. Remember the movie Night Shift with Michael Keaton and, you know, the one that played Fonzie, I forget his name. Why can't I think of his name anyway? The Night Shift movie. Michael Keaton's like, they're going to, you know, he's like, fight, take your sandwich back. And he's like, no, they're going to spit on my food. Okay, now this is kind of interesting. They say, you know how you're on Facebook and you like something. And they say, if you like something, click like. So you do. Yeah. If you like McDonald's, if you like American Idol, if you like Hostess, you like it. All right. Well, what they're saying is these companies do something called behavioral pricing, where what they do is they see who likes what and they tweak the prices. Okay, this is interesting. I had no idea they were watching you that closely. But remember, now with the computer, everything is at everybody's fingertips. Okay, this is some serious stuff here, okay? They say online shops already have a frightening amount of information. This comes from Daily Mail, all right? But new startups could move the, they know your browsing history. They know what sites you visited before you arrived to their online store. They know all this. They say new startups could move the idea to a new level, harvesting information from sources such as Facebook and Twitter to tweak prices to what customers are willing to pay. So if you've liked something, they're going to up the price. Now, one web entrepreneur, they say Alex Gannett, founder of Campus Splash, says that 2012 will be the year of behavioral pricing, a new type of e-commerce where prices will be tweaked to include what customers are willing to pay. Okay, that's not cool. You have no privacy on where you surfed. No privacy at all. All right. They say this has to do, I guess, with cookies and the invisible internet files. They build up a picture of what audiences like so that advertisers can target people more effectively. So they tweak prices to suit the individual. That's going to be the next step. Now, I don't see how they could charge one person something different than another, but they may have that power because if you think about it, if they know your IP address and they've been watching you go from store to store, online store, when you land on that page, you may only get this one price that somebody else may not. So I guess how to guard against that is go to a completely different computer in a completely different, I guess, building that would have a different IP address and log on and see if the price is different. Oh, I don't like that at all. I got to tell you, I just have a distrust for all this computer stuff. You know, I just don't trust it. I know people are watching. I've always known that. But it's just to really manipulate prices based on something you like. Now, I stopped doing the like thing on Facebook because you get, I guess you exhaust the amount of likes you could do. You know, so if a friend of mine, you know, starts up a company, I want to like it, but I'm so maxed with friends and likes, et cetera, that I can't like anymore. So, you know, that kind of stopped. But I didn't think that they take that and then they transfer it somewhere and they look at it and dissect it and then they regurgitate it out when you're, you know, trying to do online shopping. That's not cool. That's not cool. But that's what we're looking at here. All right. What are you going to do? All right. What else isn't cool? Let's see what's happening. Here's a school. Oh, did you guys hear about this? School threatens a boy for his opinion against same-sex adoption. Did you guys hear about that? 15-year-old Wisconsin boy wrote an op-ed opposing gay adoptions, was censored and threatened with suspension and called ignorant by the superintendent of the Shawano School District. They said Wagner, 15-year-old student, was asked to write an op-ed for the school newspaper about whether gays should be allowed to adopt. Wagner, who is Christian, wrote in opposition. Another student wrote in favor. Okay. Wagner used Bible passages to defend his argument, including scripture, that called homosexual a sin. After the op-ed was published, a gay couple whose child attended the high school complained. Now, the school immediately issued an apology, stating Wagner's opinion was a form of bullying and disrespect, offensive, cultivated in a negative environment of disrespect, is not appropriate or condoned. 15-year-old was ordered to the superintendent's office, where he was subjected to hours of meetings. And he was accused of violating the school's bullying policy. Now, I don't get it. If he was asked to do one side and somebody else do the other side, was this an assignment? I mean, because I remember in debate class and in speech class, they'd give you a topic and they would actually tell me if I was for or against. They would assign you. They'd say, all right, Dahlia, you're for this. You, George, you're against it. So if they asked him to do this, and you know in debate class and speech class, you have to find resources, so he decides to go to the Bible and use it, how could they turn around now and say he's bullying? Whether you agree with what he said or not, if this was an assignment he was given, and he was told to oppose it, then you can't turn around and say he's discriminatory. He was given an assignment. And then my next question is do schools then... I mean, are they A, silencing free speech, or B, should schools then avoid any topics such as this if they're going to come back on the kid later anyway? I mean, I thought controversial issues. I remember when I was at school growing up, we had to debate abortion. One of us had to be for, one of us had to be against. And I was assigned with the against. So I had to write my speech, and I did it, and it was graded, et cetera. But I did my assignment. And then I had to come up with sources, et cetera. So I really don't get this. You know, whether you agree or disagree with his opinion, if he was told to be against, and then he came up with his resources and made his argument, why is he getting in trouble if that was the assignment? All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I guess, you know, with that last topic where, you know, the kid was doing an assignment and was told to oppose gay marriage when somebody else was doing the assignment for, adoption by same-sex couples, and he was told to oppose adoption by same-sex couples. I guess I'm really getting frustrated with what's happening to kids that are, I guess, not following the I'm kind of unsure what to do in this particular case, because I have children who are probably going to be on the debate team, probably going to take speech class. I think it's a great class, and like I had said previously before the break, when I did speech class, they told me what my position was going to be, you know, and they almost want to make you take a position that's going to make you hurt a little bit, because they want to see how convincing you could be, even if your heart's not in it. And they would ask you, like, okay, how do you feel about, I don't know, the Berlin Wall or whatever like that, you know? And they're like, well, I think it should come down. All right, well, then you have to write about being for that it doesn't come down. I don't know. You know, so that's what they do. And so, you know, when I look at things that happen to people, kids getting suspended or people getting hurt or something, I go, okay, how could this have been avoided? And there's no way to avoid it. You know, remember we were talking about last week, or a couple weeks ago where there was a woman who wanted to work during lunch. She clocked out, but she wanted to sit at her desk. And apparently in Illinois, in Chicago, Illinois labor laws are really strict. So manager asked her to leave. She didn't want to do it. She, for some reason, wouldn't leave. Manager's like, please, we're going to get in trouble with labor laws. We're not allowed to have you work on your lunch. Can you go for a walk? Can you, hang out in the kitchen or the staff room? She refused to do it. Human resources got involved and said, look, we can't get in trouble by labor laws. We're going to fire you. So they fire her, and she ends up suing and actually winning a lawsuit for lost wages and unemployment. You know, and when I look at that, I'm like, okay, well, what could the employer have done to prevent that? I don't know. And there's something that bothers me personally about somebody being between a rock and a hard place, and no matter what they do, they're going to be wrong. And that drives me crazy. I mean, another example we talked about last month where there was a boy who was being strangled by a bully on a bus. This kid was twice his size, strangling him. So the boy, the little boy, to defend himself, punches the big kid in the groin. The kid gets suspended for sexual assault because the principal says he touched somebody else's privates at sexual assault. What was the kid supposed to do? Now, as far as I'm concerned, the principal's an absolute idiot. If somebody is strangling you, you get out of it. Okay? All right, you get out of it. These kids are playing too many violent video games. They're watching too many stupid movies. This older kid that was bigger than him, that was taking him on, could have possibly killed him. You get out of it. You save your life. But, here's the boy getting in trouble for sexual assault because he punched the other kid in the groin. Now, the first kid, the bully, should have been brought up on attempted murder charges. But no, that didn't happen. I guess one of the things that I just can never come to grips with is when, you're given a problem or a case and you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I hate that. I just can't stand that because, I like to think that every situation is avoidable or there's some solution to every situation. And sometimes there isn't. And that's really frustrating. Okay. Now, let's kind of switch gears here. This is kind of interesting, okay? There's a lot of criticisms about this new iPhone app. There's a new iPhone app, an iPad app, that rewards couch potatoes for watching television. All right, now, when I first heard that, I'm like, oh, that's horrible. But then you got to kind of listen to this, okay? Especially for those of us that watch American Idol, it's kind of cool, okay? No watching American Idol till my show's done. You wait till my show is over. All right, here we go. There's a new app released today for iPhones and iPads which rewards viewers for watching television shows. And the more you watch, the better. They say when you tap the screen, Viggles software for iPhones and iPads listens to what's on, recognizes what you're watching, and gives you credit at roughly 2 points a minute. Okay? It even works if you're watching it on a DVR. They say if you rack up 7,500 points, you'll be rewarded with a $5 gift card from retailers like Burger King, Starbucks, Apple's, iTunes, Best Buy, CVS Pharmacy, which you can redeem from your device. The company plans to offer bonuses for checking into certain shows like American Idol and 1,500 points for signing up. Okay, now, at first I'm like, all right, so it's going to force people to stay in front of the TV. That's bad. Right? But then again, I mean, how many of us watch American Idol already? How many of us watch a lot of these shows? Okay, is this really going to make us couch potatoes? Is this really going to make us fat? Why can't you just hit the phone and leave? Can you do that? They say you can get extra points for watching an ad on your device. The beta version awards 100 points for watching a 15-second ad from Verizon Wireless. This venture was actually launched by American Idol backer Robert Sillerman, whose former company, CKX, I guess, owns the show. All right, so I guess the idea behind Viggle is that by giving people an added reason to watch TV, the size of the audience will increase, thereby adding makers of shows to earn more money from advertisers. That's true. That's true. The only thing is, okay, we don't want you to become couch potatoes and gain weight. We know that television causes diabetes. That's what they say, your actual TV set. The actual TV set, I don't know what the remote does to you, but the actual TV set causes diabetes. Of course, because you're sitting there, you're not moving. All right, but I'm going to tell you something. When I watch American Idol, okay, and let's say X Factor, let's say Glee, Boardwalk Empire, I love that show, Game of Thrones, Terra Nova, I watch. What else is, you know, I'm starting to watch Alcatraz. The only problem is it's kind of bloody and I don't want the kids watching it, so I may just have to DVR and watch that later. But, you know, I'm starting to watch these shows, but what I do when I watch the shows is I'm exercising. I always exercise when I watch the show. And so I'm at least moving. And, you know, I have no problem with TV if you're exercising or moving or doing something. But I gotta tell you, I'm a huge fan of coupons. I mean, how I look at it is if you're watching the TV anyway, you might as well rack up the points. But I can understand as a doctor, maybe I should be a little more critical of this. Apparently, your I already told you, these gift cards can be used for Best Buy. You know how many times we try to go into Best Buy? We're like, no, we got to wait till we get a gift card. Or I got to wait till I have room on my credit card. Man, I would definitely add up those Best Buy shopping cards. Absolutely. I mean, here's the thing, okay, we could yell at these companies, you know, for the fats in their food, and we could, you know, yell at the fast food companies and take away Happy Meal toys, and we could, you know, blame obesity on advertisers, you know, but the truth of the matter is people want to be entertained, and these companies want to make money. These companies, they want to make money, and they have to, in this economy, be more creative. And again, more advertising dollars means more money, means more employees. You know, I mean, it's interesting because, you know, Hostess went bankrupt. Kodak went bankrupt. I mean, we're hearing these companies go bankrupt. And yes, we need a healthier society, but I don't think it's all the company's fault. I mean, I think it's our fault. All right. In the olden days, we worked on a farm. Right? We didn't ride a car wherever we went. We exercised. We walked wherever we went. We ate vegetables. We ate fruit. I mean, if the average human doesn't realize that a vegetable is healthier than a Twinkie, well then they're kind of stupid and survival of the fittest. Okay? You can only blame the company so much. Now, the one thing I do have a problem with is if something says 200 calories and it really doesn't. Okay? The one thing I think we've discovered is soda. With this corn syrup is probably a lot more sugary and caloric than anybody can even measure. Well, if that's the case, then yes, there should be some sort of branding saying, look, you know, there's a chance this isn't calorie for calorie. You may actually gain more weight from these products. Whenever I cut back on soda, I immediately lose weight. It's not a calorie for calorie type of thing. So I agree with there being education out there. But, you know, to blame companies for our health, no. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, and I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the Argentina president, Cristina Fernandez, is back at work. She's the 58-year-old president of Argentina who had to take medical leave to have thyroid cancer surgery, had the thyroid removed, and then was told, oops, never had cancer to begin with. So her whole thyroid has been removed, gland removed January 4th. She's back at work. She has a scar. It'll probably blend in with her neck. No thyroid. Never had cancer. So I'm sure somebody's getting fired. Someone's getting busted for that one. Not good. Not good at all. All right, let's talk about this new diagnosis, iPad shoulder. All right, we've talked about mouse wrist and texting thumb. Now there's iPad shoulder. They say millions of people who use the devices, right, are now at risk for neck injuries and shoulder injuries, okay? Because laptops and iPads really shouldn't be on the lap, okay? It is a very uncomfortable position. People have been using laptops and iPads, putting them on their legs and trying to maybe cross their legs so they could hold it. And they're ending up getting neck issues and shoulder issues and strain. So we now have iPad shoulder and iPad neck. Now, I don't know if, you know, as a doctor, I get paid for those diagnoses. I guess I have to call it shoulder strain, but these are now new diagnoses, right? The way you are supporting your neck and gazing downwards and shrugging your shoulders and contorting your body to balance this while you work is not very ergonomic. And you end up, you know, having issues. Now, I just never use a laptop unless I actually put it on a desk as a computer. Same thing with the iPad. I don't use an iPad because my neck hurts looking down. They say tablet users should place a tablet higher on a table rather than a lap to avoid low gaze angles and use a case that provides steeper viewing angles. However, steeper angles may be detrimental for continuous input with the hands. You know, it's interesting. You know, my family was really excited to get an iPad, and I was like, oh, my gosh, we're going to spend this much money on that. You know, and I thought I would love it, you know, because if you notice, when you look at these iPads, when you go into a Best Buy or you go into a computer store, first you have the white lit, you know, bottom and backing, right? They're at waist level, right? The counters are strategically put at a level where it's very comfortable to play with. And then you go up to it and you could play the piano app or whatever, and it looks really comfortable and easy to use. All right, well then, you know, what happens when you're in your car for a 4-hour drive or, you know, you're sitting in the doctor's office kind of balancing it, you know, cause I want, you know, while patients are waiting for me to come in and see them, they're on their iPad and I see the way they sit and contort themselves. They're like, oh, I have neck pain, Dr. Dahlia. I'm like, well, you really? You do? I wonder why. So, you know, I know it's a fad. I know these things are the in things. But, you know, realize your bodies may not be designed for that. And just stop and look at the way you are. And if you're uncomfortable, but you see, most people, they don't want to do it. Once you look to see if you're uncomfortable, then you start to feel it. And then you're like, I just spent $800 on this. There's no way. So, you know, but if you are getting neck pain or shoulder pain, it could be because of your iPad. All right. Again, cool instrument. We have iPads in our house, too. My kids bought the one and they bought the two. I made them use, you know, money that they saved up and I made them work. I wasn't going to, you know, shell out the bucks for this. But, you know, right now they're just sitting there being charged and no one's using them. All right. For those of you joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Please follow me on Twitter, also at Dr. Dahlia. Very easy to follow me there. Facebook as well. All right. So working long hours can double your depression. Now, by long hours, 11 hours a day. Ouch. Man, 11 hours a day is a half a day for me. All right. Apparently, working long hours appears to substantially increase a person's risk of becoming depressed, regardless of how stressful the actual work is. A study, which looked at 2,100 British civil servants for 6 years, found that workers who put in an average of at least 11 hours per day at the office had roughly 2.5 times higher odds of developing depression than their colleagues who clocked out after 7 or 8 hours. I don't think I have ever had a 7 to 8 hour job ever. You know, as a kid, you know, 9 to 5 came out, that movie 9 to 5. So I always thought, okay, working 9 to 5. I always thought, I guess I'd have a job 9 to 5. Never. Between waiting tables and tutoring and flipping burgers and working at the hospital, I don't think I ever had a shift that small. I mean, maybe I went home sick 1 or 2 days, but honestly, like my day goes from 8 to 9 p.m. That's a good day. And then I still do work after 9 p.m. I still work on reports, et cetera. I may not be at the office. You know, I'm just always even picking up the kids from school. I'm working in the car. You're always working. Anyway, the link between long work days and depression persisted even after researchers took into account job strain, level of support in the workplace, alcohol use, smoking, and chronic physical diseases. Overworked junior and mid-level employees appeared to be more prone to depression than people higher up in the food chain. Of course. You're making less, right? And you probably get less sick leave. You probably get less vacation leave. All right, so what do you do? Well, I mean, you know, if you don't have to work 11-hour or work days, if you could somehow manage your time, it's tough, though. You know, years ago when people would have depression with their job, you know, and they didn't need medications, they didn't have depression prior to that, I'd say leave your job. But I can't tell you all to do that now, not in this economy. You got a job, you got to hold on tight until the economy gets better. You know, you got to kind of stick with it. And it's very frustrating. We've talked about people are on skeleton crews. No one's hiring. You're probably doing the job of three employees, but because they fired two of them, you're the one now doing all three jobs. And you're afraid to say something because you're afraid you're going to lose the job. I mean, that's tough. I know it. I mean, I've been talking about this a lot on this show. I mean, I'm in my 40s now, and I think I am working harder than I ever have. I mean, with the exception of doing the 36-hour shifts and training when I was a medical student and a resident, you know, all the jobs I held, and I always held two or three jobs at a time while going to school, I didn't feel this exhausted. And I just think we're working harder for less money and knowing that the future is probably a little bit more bleak. I know I'm depressing you all by this, but you know, think about it. I think that's what's going on. I mean, they're saying people overworked are more depressed. I think there's more to that. Okay. When we were growing up, I thought you work hard. If you work a little extra hard, you put money away for retirement. You put money away for retirement each month, each year, you're going to be pretty happy later. You'll have a nest egg. Well, most of us lost our nest egg in the last few years, gone. And we don't see how we're even going to rebuild it in the near future. I think that's depressing. I think it's also depressing that Social Security may not be around for us, that Medicare is not going to be around for us. I think there's a lot of things depressing, a lot of things. So, you know, all I could say is, you know, when you listen to these studies, you just kind of take it with a grain of salt. You know, I mean, my biggest recommendation, and the thing I most commonly recommend, is you want to make sure you have fun. Make sure you at least, even if, let's say, your Saturday night is your only night off, you make sure it's something fun. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, on the weekend going to Chuck E. Cheese, you know, and taking your kids to birthday party after birthday party. I mean, yes, you want to spend time with your family, but that doesn't count as fun. Make sure you get grown-up time. Make sure you get date night. You need it, because otherwise your whole life is work and family, work and family, work and family. You need fun. You and hubby or wifey needs date night. Go out with other adults and have it not related. Don't go out with people from work. Go out with people that have nothing to do with work. But you've got to make sure you have fun. Otherwise, it is going to get to you. All right, guys, great show. Please follow me on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. You can email me with questions at drdahlia.com. And I will be back tomorrow. You all be safe. This is Dr. Dahlia signing out.
Howdy, folks. Pharmacist Ben here, nutritional pharmacist and skincare chemist. If you've heard me on my daily health and wellness program, The Bright Side, you know I'm on a mission to spread the good news about the power of nutritional supplementation to correct your healthcare challenges and get you feeling vital and healthy once again. I want you to call 877-279-9422 and check out the powerful, affordable line of nutritional products from Youngevity, the ones I take and the ones I recommend. That's 877-279-9422 or go to www.gcnminerals.com. Why simply mask your symptoms with toxic pharmaceutical drugs when you can address causes with vitamins and minerals? I suggest the Healthy Start Pack. It gives your body the essential 90 nutrients it needs. Most people notice a difference right away. You can sign up to help me spread the good news of health and wellness without drugs and maybe make a little money too. And while you're there, don't forget to check out my important video message. That's GCNminerals.com or call 877-279-9422. And remember, friends, good nutrition is good medicine.